طيب بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. In the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most compassionate, the most merciful, all praise and thanks are due to him and peace and blessings be upon his beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He who is guided by the will of Allah, no one can misguide him, and he who is misguided, no one can guide him except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I do bear witness that there is no God but Muhammad is his messenger. Do you have an idea about the title of today?
No.
No idea? No. None of you? Okay. And I was planning, inshallah, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help me to tackle this point. I believe the topic is very sensitive and very important. Actually, you know, in Arabic we say, إشكاليات حول مفهوم القضاء والقدر والهداية والضلال. Misconceptions. I will do my best to fix some kind of misconceptions about the questions or some kind of problems, concepts regarding destiny, fate, predestination, or the guidance and misguidance. The reason or the importance, at least from my point of view, some people might be asking, Sister Malish, talk في هذا الشيبس, is it possible, Malish? And I lose my concentration, huh? If you can do it just very quickly. Jazakallah khair, thank you. I'm sorry for this. Within your Islamic context, when you sit with the elderly people, sometimes you might be listening to the following, let's say, concepts. Allah كتب عليه الشيء الفلاني. Allah قدر له يا أخي. شو نعمل؟ خلاص ربنا قدر. How many times you hear such a word? How many times? Please raise up your hand. Yes, most of the time. Sorry. In Arabic they say Allah قدر الله. It is Allah's decision. It is the fate of Allah. It's the qadr of Allah. خلاص يعني don't discuss. خلاص. This is what Allah wants. And that's it. Close the file. Okay? Especially in Arabic world, they say يا أخي هذا ربنا قدره, which is true طبعا. بس في misconceptions about ما معنى قدر الله. What is the meaning of Allah قدر? Okay? It's Allah's decision. It is the predestination of Allah. The word كلمة مكتوب, مكتوب عليه, أو انكتب عليه. How many times you hear this concept, by the way? طيب, can I ask at least one from here, one from here, basically. When you hear the word مكتوب عليك, أو الله قدر لك, أو الله كتب على فلان, when it is mentioned, what comes to your mind? What do you understand from this word? يعني هيك شوية explanations, يعني the meanings, examples. Is it something positive, negative, half-half, ambiguous, good understanding, deep understanding, nothing? What comes to your mind? But very brief, Yes?
It's like Allah Ta'ala like wrote it in your book, and it can be either like, sometimes they say it when it's bad, or like it can be half-half either way.
Allah wrote it in his book.
Yeah, in like the person's book.
Before you do it.
Yeah.
Which means?
Not like book, like it means that Allah wanted this to happen to you or for you.
Allah wanted.
Yeah.
Before you do it.
Yeah.
So?
Allah, made plan. Yeah, it's plan.
So what could, what type of problematic possibility that could come to your mind out of this? Superficially speaking. So, yes. Sorry, yes.
So I wouldn't understand what it was. So I'd hear the word Allah, so I know it's serious. And then if my mom was mad at me about it, I'd be like, oh, I probably did something wrong.
Sorry, can you repeat it? I did not pick it.
So because I wouldn't know what it means at that point, I'd hear the word Allah, so I know it's serious. And if my mom would be saying it to me at like an angry tone, I'd be like, oh, that's not good.
If your mom is angry from you.
And says that, because like, on first impression, I don't know, I'm trying my best.
Okay, thank you. Yes.
Can I go to the corner?
Okay. Habibi, ممكن, can you close the door, معليش? طيب, thank you. Yeah, sorry, but she's before you. No, someone here raised up. You?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yes, this is, by the way, the most well-known expression that is used for it is marriage. خلاص. If they have problem, for example, if they have no tawfiq, or no success in their life, خلاص مكتوب عليها مكتوب. This is قدر الله and that's it. So we misuse it sometimes or misinterpret it sometimes. معلش بس she's before. Yes. مين حد رفع هنا؟
Yeah. Good and bad.
Yeah. Or bad.
It's like you get what you deserve.
Good.
It's meant to be.
Good, 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 good. What else? Yes? Can we finish with this?
Most of the time that I've heard it, I only heard it when like something went bad. Like it went bad, so then they're like, oh, Allah wanted that to happen. So, that's why it went bad. Or he
good. When something bad happens. But when something good happens, have you heard it?
No.
Yeah, for example, have you witnessed someone, for example, who has achieved, let's say, the best grade, for example, and he's the hero, he's the champion. Masha Allah, Allah qaddar lo. Have you heard this?
No. None. Usually I would hear like Allah fatah alayh, but like never like Allah qaddar lo.
Fish Allah katab lo, wala Allah qaddar lo.
No.
But if something bad immediately,
yeah.
Allah qaddar lo, Allah katab lo.
Yeah.
So, okay, good, 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 good. Yes, what else? Yes, I mean, the most important part was he couldn't do anything about it. خلاص يعني, it's predestinated, which is true from one angle. Good, طيب. I was just trying to highlight to the, sorry, you wanted to say something?
No.
Finished? Anyone would like to add anything? طيب, look, why, it's good that alhamdulillah, it's not that so bad in your mind, but it's good. You know, in Islam, one of the beautiful things in Islam, it's a preventive system before it becomes a curative system. You know this expression, which means, in Islam, preventive, it means دين وقائي قبل أن يكون علاجيا. We do not wait to the problem till it happens. Then يلا بسرعة. Okay, what kind of healing you have? What kind of medicine after the problem happens? No. We put shields. We put protective, you know, elements. This is part of what I would try to do now. It's good now to understand, because at a certain point, you might come across a problem in your life or a problem. Such concepts might be highlighted in your face, such as, for example, when you listen to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, يُضِلُّ مَن يَشَاءُ وَيَهْدِي مَن يَشَاءُ or يَهْدِي مَن يَشَاءُ يُضِلُّ مَن يَشَاءُ. Now, the concept of this is mentioned in many times. إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَن أحببت ولكن الله يهدي من يشاء. Do you recognize this ayah? In many cases, what's the meaning of this ayah? معلش؟ You know, there's something that maybe it does not come to your mind. You know, I'm seeing every one of you, and I'm a very visual person. When you do anything together, smile, look at each other, touch your hand, give it something, I lose my concentration. So please, help me, okay? So, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتُ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. What could you understand from this, superficially, yes?
This concept reminds me of, مثلا, when people say that if the mother
loves
her as much as she can, but if the mother is not as good as she wanted, like not as religious or as respectful.
Excellent example. ربت ابنها as much as he can. She did her best to bring him up in the best way. But he went astray. He took the wrong road. خلاص. يضل من يشاء ويهدي من يشاء. As if they are accusing Allah that he is the one who caused this misguidance for this person. True or false? Allah. Look how many times you hear, for example, يا أخي سبحان الله الله مو كاتب له الهداية. How many times you hear this concept? Allah did not predestinate his decision. It's not maktub for him. خلاص. As if we are indirectly accusing Allah that Allah does not want him to be guided. So we need to understand this concept so as not to, when we face this concept of guidance to misguidance, concept of destiny, predestination, وإلى آخره. Okay? I will try to make it as simple as I can. By the way, some of the concepts that I might be highlighting, I know it's a little bit difficult, maybe theoretical and maybe philosophical. But believe me, if you understood them, it will be like a weapon into your side. You don't know when you will use it. Because when a certain big problem comes in your face at a certain time, immediately, alhamdulillah, I have the cure. I know how to deal with it. So this is what I'm trying to do. I ask Allah not to let anyone of you face, but it's good to be ready, okay? Now, first step, try to memorize, plus then understand. Now, first step to solve this problem or to understand this beautiful concept in Islam. First point, we need to highlight the first question and to solve this question. In Arabic, they ask a common question. They say, Hayl insan musayyar am mukhayyar? This is the first thing that we need to tackle, we need to solve. Now, are we forced to do what we do, or we have a full free will? This is a common question, philosophical question, very old question, by the way. It was asked not just in Islamic culture. It's asked from the time, the beginning of the history of humanity. هَلْ أَنْتَ مُجْبَرْ عَلَى مَا تَفْعَلْ? Which means, has Allah created you and you are forced to do what you do because Allah has decided this for you, or you have a free will? What do you think? Do we have full free will, or we are forced to do what we do? What do you think?
Forced to do what you do.
We forced.
You can't shut off your heart at a moment's notice.
Sorry?
Like, you don't have free will over everything. Like, you can't shut off your heart at a moment's notice.
Good. Which means we have both.
Yeah.
Some part, half. Or, what do you think?
It's sort of free will because you don't know what Allah's planned for you, but it's also... It's not like fully forced because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has like
not fully forced.
Yeah, not fully forced, but not fully free will.
Not like, fully free will. So both.
For you. Yeah.
Okay.
Both.
Good.
Both, but it depends on you and what path you decide to take, whether it's good or bad.
So this is part of the free will or the forced?
Free will.
Free will.
Yeah.
Which is good. But now, do you agree that we all have... Sorry. Mm-hmm. Good. That's why I'm standing here, to solve this problem. Because basically, if I want to chase every single word you have said, basically you have a decision to do whatever you want. But what you have already taken as a decision, basically indirectly you were enforced to do it because it is written. The end result,
so
you are forced.
Yeah,
okay? So, let's solve this problem. This is the first problem. If it's solved, let's say 20 to 30% of the problem will be solved, inshallah. Now, you have to know that our lives are divided into two parts. Part of them, definitely we are forced. We have no choice. Definitely. No doubt about this. Part of our lives, we have a free will. The problem is not here. Now, let's bring example about this. Did you have any kind of choice to choose your parents? No, definitely. Do you think anyone of you, when you were in the Alam al-Ghayb, an angel came to you and gave you a catalog to choose your father and your mother, for example? Okay, no. Simply, you came to this life. But most of us, we do not remember even the age of 1, 2, and 3. Most of us, we start, remember, around 3, 4. I mean your own personal memory. Forget what they tell you about the pictures. If there's no pictures, basically, you can't remember yourself, by yourself, your own memory at the age of 1. We can't remember. Which means... Yeah. My point, basically, you start just to realize that Baba is Baba, and it was chosen by Allah, and Mama is Mama, and have no choice in choosing them. Clear? Taib. Have I had any kind of choice to choose my paternal and maternal aunts and uncles, brothers, sisters, my sex, am I male or female? Did I have any kind of choice to choose? I'm okay, you would like to be a boy or a girl? Let me think. Okay, boy. Yallah, then I become a boy? No. It's just, this is how I found myself. So am I forced in part of my life? Yes. The good news. Everything, please fix it in your mind now. Everything you are forced to, there is no accountability. So the question, Ya Ammi, why we are forced? The problem is not that we are forced. The problem will be, if I am forced on something and I will be set accountable for it, here will come the problem. Yani, for example, I was born in Jordan. So I'm a Jordanian by birth. For example, you are, let's say in Syria, you are in Egypt. For example, you are in whatever. There is no accountability in the day of judgment. Come. Because you were born in Jordan, you will go to the hellfire. But sorry, but it's not my choice. This will be zulm, injustice. Wal'ayadu billah. This is, does not exist. Tayyib, ta'al. Why your father is Hamid, for example. Come. You will go to... No. You did not choose your father, okay? It's a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, okay? Khalas, it's Allah's decision. It's part of what Allah has decided to you, but there is no accountability. Type, why you are a boy, not a girl? Is it your choice? No, so no accountability. So put this part. It might be 20% of your life, maybe 30, maybe 15, regardless. Rule, anything you are forced to, there is no accountability. Second part, do we realize as a common sense that we have real free will in some many acts in our lives?
Yes.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, now, yes.
Like...
Many things. Now, you can sit, you can stand, you can speak, you can stop talking. If you know, for example, now, do I have the free will to wear these glasses or not? So I'm thinking, I'm planning, I want, I did. I decided to remove it. If I know that using this is haram, I'm doing something haram, it will be part of my sins. But I have the free will. It will be part of my accountability. Okay? Now, can I drink this? Yes. Water, mubah, permissible. Milk, mubah, permissible. Milk, haram. Milk, is it haram? It is stolen from that person. So it's for me? Haram, because it's not my right to have it. Tayyib, khamr, whiskey. For example, sorry, I mean alcohol. Alcoholic drinks, okay? For example, haram. Liquid, okay? Oh, we have double problem. Even if it's not stolen, it's haram. Now, the first example, which means, so I have the free will to do these things, and I have what I have, legislations, ahkam. Yes, no. Permissible, not permissible. Haram, halal. Jaiz, ghir jaiz. Okay, accepted, not accepted. Legal, illegal, etc. So it's part of the accountability. This is the first thing that we need to know about what? مجبرين مسير أو مخير طبعا in the context of understanding مكتوب نقطة الثانية second one let's come to the point that this is, what's your name sorry
Nada
you know Nada by the way maybe without planning you expressed what many people they say in a very normal way they say طب ما هو تعال okay he did have the free choice but at the end it was maktub it was written so predestined so he was forced most of the people even if they don't express it this is what they come to their minds okay therefore yes
just to like say something about what she was saying about like the you are forced because it's written for you not I like I believe that there is stuff written down for you but not everything like choices whether you drink or not like do stuff haram like that or not like those are like the shaitan whispering in your ear telling you to do it. And then if you don't do it, then you get hasana for not doing it. If you do it, you get sayyat for those things to the shaitan. But it's not written for you because Allah wants you to be a good Muslim. He doesn't want people like... Oh,
actually, it is written.
Yeah.
Here is the problem. You know, it is written. But now I'm here to tell you what is the true understanding of written. المسكونسبشن اصلا came from what المسunderstanding لكلمه written or مكتوب if you understand it now your explanation you remind me of your name
Kareem
oh. Okay so what you have explained now basically is the misconception لانه it is written طب شو المعنى written إيش معنى مكتوب this is what I'm trying now to explain if you understood it we will not have a problem at all when we try to divide and to judge the things around us so try to focus with me for this example try just to memorize this statement, a few words. Then I will give you an example, okay? علم الله كاشف غير مؤثر. علم الله كاشف غير مؤثر. Literal translation means, I will explain it then with example. The knowledge of Allah reveals, uncovers, but it does not influence directly or physically. What is the meaning of that? Freeze it, put it in the shelf now. Go to this example. Do you have a mobile? Is there any mobile with anyone of you?
Yeah, there's one right there. That's mine. I'm just recording.
Okay. You are recording?
Yeah.
You need my phone?
Now?
Yeah, it's recording.
You should have told me. You did not take my permission.
I thought you know.
Okay, how can I know? Please. Please, next time, ask me, okay? Type, can I use it? Okay, thank you. Look to this example. This is one of the best examples that يعني helped me many times. طبعا أنا ممكن أنا, can I use you as the hero of the example? Your name?
Abdullah.
Look now what I will do with this simple example. How old are you, Abdullah?
12
now. Okay. Look now. Do you know, you have watched these scientific movies? Do you know the time machine? Mm-hmm. What is the time machine?
It makes you go back in time. And
yes. You can travel through the time. You go, you know, back in the history, or you go, you visit the future. Okay? Okay, they call it time machine. Imagine that I have a time machine now. Try to focus with me, please. I have a time machine, and I have this device. This is a very special camera, records voices, images, feelings, and everything, even the smell. Okay? Everything. I am now in the time machine, and I am an invisible being. No one can see me. So I'm recording for Abdullah what he is doing. So far, are you with me? I decided to go in the future now to move about 30 or 50 years. So time machine. Now, Anna, for example, now I'm in 2050. 2050, he will be 62. True? So look now. Abdullah now, I'm recording Abdullah now at the age of 62. I'm recording him as a grandfather of, let's say, 7 children, boys and girls, with 40 grandchildren. He's sitting with them now. I'm recording what he's doing, his feelings, his sayings, reactions, everything. So I recorded them. They are kept in this device. I put reverse, and I came to this time now. What Abdullah will do is already recorded in this device. Are you with me? Type. I am here. I am invisible. He does not know about my existence. And I have it here. Is there any relation between Abdullah's decisions and my device? Few relation? Does he know about it? Is there any physical power, influence, anything that this device will affect his decisions?
No.
This is the knowledge of Allah that is maktub. Look with me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a ilah. He's not like us. It's not applicable on Allah, the concept of future, past. It's applicable on us. We are part of the creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not under the concept of time. Allah created the time. We don't know how, but He knows everything. Now, His knowledge, I'm trying just to simplify the meaning. He knows this knowledge is recorded for some certain reasons. And He told us that I have the knowledge, but I will not interfere in your decision, but I know it. But it's your decision to take it. I'm talking about the part of the free will. Okay? Is it clear? It's a one of the examples that gives you some kind of how to make it simple. Okay? When we say Allah has written, try to use Allah has recorded, documented. سجل كتب وثقها ثبتها. Okay, use any term, because in the Arabic mentality in special, then in English mentality, the word written or maktub, it is translated forced. يعني الله كاتب له خلاص الله أجبره. لا 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 لا. الله يعلم, he knows, and it is documented in his way, but does not affect your decision. It's something separated from you, but he knows because he's a great God, and he wants to tell you that I know, just to give you the peace of mind, that I know, more or less. ولله المثل الأعلى. It's like, just to make it simple, it's like yourself, if you are a small kid just now, crawling, for example, or playing in the ground, when your father or your mother is watching for example, the playing yard, they are aware of what happens, everything, they are controlling everything with their cameras at home or with their naked eyes looking at you. You have this kind of peace of mind, you are playing in your place, but you are happy that there's someone who's taking care of the whole area, okay? The fact that I know that Allah knows in itself gives me the peace of mind, gives me some kind of this tranquility, peace, okay? That Allah knows. What can I benefit from this? I feel happy if I was accused of doing something bad or whatever. Allah knows what was my intention. But no one was witnessing what happened. Allah knows even before it happens. But what? Allah knows. Don't worry. What was I planning to do? What is the, you know, one of the benefits of this knowledge, basically, you will be amazed to know it now. On what base we will go to the Jannah forever, even though we lived just 20 or 30 or 50 years? Do you know on what base?
I don't get the question.
I lived 50 years, and I worshipped Allah 20 years of my life. Why should I go to the Jannah forever? Or
because you only worshipped him for 30, like you worshipped him for 20, but you did not worship him for like you forgot him.
No, my point is let me explain it better, okay? Now we have two categories: good people, bad people, okay? Good people, they worshipped Allah, let's say, obeyed Allah, let's say 40 years. Now 40 years, common sense means let them be rewarded for 40 years. Why forever? And the biggest problem, if those who disobeyed Allah for 30 or 40 years, why should they go forever to the hellfire? I'm asking, on what base or where is the justice of Allah when it comes to the fact of that this person did something bad just or he committed kufr for 40 years? Why to go forever to the hellfire? Do you know why?
Because
he did something bad. No, he did bad. I'm asking 40 years, why forever? Why not just 40 years of punishment? Why not?
It's just like, because he did it his whole life, it's like forever.
It's, okay, it's as if like forever, yes?
And then you say that like Allah isn't affected by time, so why should Jannah and like not, theoretically, right?
I did not understand it.
Can you say that, like, because Allah invented time, he's not affected by it?
Allah is not... No, okay, I'm talking about our... No, we.
Yeah, okay.
For me, as I'm restricted by time.
Okay.
Wait, so you're saying that if you were Muslim for 40 years, you were a kafir, why you go to not forever?
Yes.
Because leaving your deen is, like, a sin, therefore you're not Muslim anymore, so you don't go to Jannah because, like, if you die a Muslim, you go to Jannah. If you die a kafir, you don't.
We know that... We will go to the Jannah or to the Nar. My question is, where is the justice or on what base it is justified that 40 years will be equal to...
Because it was written.
No. Yes?
Because I think it's because Allah knows that if you live longer, you would stay in heaven.
Exactly. Exactly. We have 2 points here. Your intention plus the knowledge of Allah. Now, Allah knows that if he kept you alive for another 10,000 years, this is what you will be doing. Because he knows the future, in case if it happens. I'm giving you part of the power of Allah, depending on what base he is taking the decisions. Because you will be amazed to tell you something. Now, do we witness some people, they pass away on the age of 18, 16, and we witness some people, they pass away on the age of 70 and 80. But where is the justice? صح؟ This question could come. يا عمي, this person took he did not have the opportunity to repent again. مسكين مسكين الله أخده وهو صغير. صح؟ This is some people they say. صح؟ Do you think so? Yes. This is part of the question. Sorry, part of the answer. Allah knows what his intention was. Okay? And the other one, this is not the full answer. The part of the answer, you need to be aware that we don't know what Allah has given every person in terms of the quality. يعني, you could be in the age of 18, but the IQ with you is equal to 10,000 person from the normal lay people. يعني, their accountability will be this level. Because they are very simple, humble people. مساكين. Allah gave them this IQ. فال accountability will be daddy daddy. You know daddy daddy? Kindergarten. Wallahi, I'm not joking. Some people, their accountability will be very simple like small kids. Because Allah did not give them this power of intellect to understand everything. طيب. He's a very clever person. اللي طول هارو شايف حاله انه من الايش؟ من النيردز. شايفينهم هذول جماعة الهيك؟ He's the first in everything. He knows everything. Okay, got it. Ya ami, the fact that you know everything and you control everything, you understand everything, means you are in a big trouble with Allah, ya Mr. Daki. Because you understand. You are in the age of 15, you are aware of everything. In the age of 14, you could understand what some people in the age of 30 and 40, they are not able even to realize what is the point about. فكل حسابه. We witness someone who passed away in the age of 20. But the opportunity in terms of the quality that he received, it's equal to the one of 80. Are you with me? But someone who did have the opportunity to go to the best university on earth, like Harvard, for example, the amount and the quality of knowledge he received, is it like someone who did not have the opportunity even to go to school? Accountability has nothing to do with the age. It has to do with this and with the circumstances that you were given. This is part of your. And by the way, the fact that I was, for example, imagine that I was born in a very poor country and the corruption kills this country. Be careful. Oh, okay. So I had no opportunity at all even to read and write. And I passed away without having the ability to read and write. Do you think Allah will ask me why I was not a big scholar? No, I did not have the opportunity. Asla, I couldn't. Mafi, nothing. Yes.
Allah's not going to judge you on something you didn't have the ability to
do. Definitely.
Because, like, for example, one of the five pillars is hajj. If you don't have the ability to do hajj,
that's true.
If you don't have the money, he's not going to judge you on judgment day because he knows you didn't have
yes, the it's an obligation for the one who can.
Yeah.
But I'm generalizing in every single aspect of our life. For example, now, if I can speak five languages, do you think my accountability will be like someone who hardly can speak his own language?
No.
No. By the way, most of you speak two languages at least. So prepare yourself for big accountability.
I speak three.
English, French, and Arabic, obviously. That's what it is.
You speak three? Type, alhamdulillah. So you have a big problem. Big problem. I mean, no. By the way, this means Allah has gifted you with something extra. VIP. You are from the VIP, by the way. Wallahi, how old are you, by the way?
I am 10.
10 with the three languages. Maybe by the age of 20, maybe you can speak maybe six languages. So, wow. Which means you can address at least half of the people of the globe. صح ولا لا؟ بالله عليكم. Imagine someone who is mastering the skills of English, let's say, Spanish, Russian, French.
That's my friend.
You're what?
My friend.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you know,
Spanish,
Subhanallah. Yeah. Now Arabic, you are talking about 400 millions who speak Arabic. Now Spanish, at least 800 millions. Russian, around 500 millions. French, I think it revolves around
Arabic,
maybe.
No. Huh? Just English, Russian, Spanish, and French.
And French. Around 2 billion people she can address. Yeah. Look to the power. The fact that when I stand, I can speak with them. I can convey my message with them. So when I know something, imagine with that, I have the accessibility and the power and the money to have the best high technology in terms of the telecommunications. I have a smartphone. I know how to deal with a computer. I'm a manager. So do you think my accountability will be something like anyone else?
No.
Wow. I speak four languages. I have the knowledge. I have the tools. And I'm just in the age of 16. Ha ha, Habibi. Wallahi, your accountability will be like 10 of thousands of people in the age of 50 and 60. So just, okay, the idea, is it clear? So we have two big main concepts, okay? Now let me finish with the last one. Now, the concept of guidance and misguidance. يعني إحنا عرفنا concept, الموضوع القدر مكتوب, okay? علم الله سبحانه وتعالى, كاشف غير مؤثر, it reveals, it uncovers. Huh? Yes. يعني القدر خيره وشره. Now, طبعاً مشكلة time أنا. Now my point is هداية الإرشاد وهداية التوفيق. The guidance. Misguidance. خلينا نروح لـ concert. حبيبة. You're not supposed to sit next together, معلش.
She was just saying she speaks five languages.
طيب ماشي. Maybe she means the accents, huh? You speak Masri, Suri, Urduni, Palestini. Is this what you mean? طيب. طيب معلش. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَهَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجِدَيْنِ. Do you know what is the najd? هَدَيْنَا. Allah says in the Quran, وَهَدَيْنَاهُ
النَّجِدَيْنِ.
Two paths. Yes, that's true. هَدَيْنَاهُ. Ah. Russ? Pizza or pizza? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَهَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنِ. We did have guided him into two paths. Which means Allah has guided us and told us about the two paths, good and bad. In another ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Let me remember. وَنَفْسِ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. Allah is telling us clearly, literally, that He created us and ourselves from inside. It was created and it was a built-in system inside us. قال ألهمها, inspired, designed, created, built in, فجورها وتقوى, which means we have the ability to understand, to realize, to feel, to know, to realize the good and
bad.
قد أفلح, this is my point now. قد أفلح من زكاها. He is the successful person who did تزكية. What is the تزكية? You know, تزكية has two meanings. To purify and to increase, which means to upgrade and to develop yourself. It's up to you. وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. The one who's trying to bring it down, to destroy it, to destroy the image, to destroy the fitra, the inner nature. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد. Sometimes I feel some of you are here because you are forced to be so. Well, I'm not sure.
Don't get it wrong.
Is it?
No, I wanted to.
No, because when I see someone all the time speaking with her or with his friend, يعني, it disturbs me wallahi, a lot. Please. Huh? Okay, I don't want to say it. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد. ف قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها. خليكم معي يا أخوات يا أخوات يا اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد. قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها. Is it clear? Now, which means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the power and the ability to realize what is right and what is wrong. And it's up to us to do the tazkiyah or a tadziyah. Okay, which means to upgrade ourselves or to bring it
down.
Here, this will be my last point. The concept of, if you memorize this, understand it will help, inshallah. The whole package will be, inshallah, beneficial for you. It is hidayat al-irshad and hidayat al-dalal. When we talk that Allah hada flan, Allah adall flan, Allah yudil, Allah kada understanding, we have two main types of hidayah. Hidayat irshad, hidayah is guidance. We will like Allah hada, Allah ma hada. No. Let's understand it in a better academic, scientific way. Al-hidayah naw'an. We have two types of guidance. Hidayah, some scholars they call it hidayat irshad. The guidance of directions, which means they tell you where to go. It's like the road signs, okay? And we have hidayat al-tawfiq, the guidance of success, which means you will succeed in your goal. A very simple example, very simple. The guidance of irshad is available for every single human being on earth. Muslims and non-Muslims, Arabs and non-Arabs. It's like the road signs. Road sign, it is put there for everyone on the streets. It does not have the power to force you to go with the right way. It tells you. Road signs, good luck. The fine of high, if you exceed the speed of whatever, you will pay X, Y, Z fine. Now this sign, does it have the power to force you?
No.
It tells you, it guides you. It is prohibited to drive on the highway or any street in Canada while you have alcohol in your blood. Does it have the power to prevent you from drinking alcohol?
No.
But it tells you, it warns you. Sometimes you might be careful. If you are driving while you have, after drinking alcohol, you might kill yourself or kill the people around you. It tells you, it guides you, it directs you. Irshad. Direction. The whole Quran is Hidayat Irshad. The whole Sunnah is Hidayat Irshad. The Quran. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. Be careful from this. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. Do such and such. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. Be careful. Ya ayyuhannas. Do such and such. Ya ayyuhannas. All the people, all the believers, he's telling, guiding us. But there is no physical power to force me. It tells me. It guides me. Quran Hidayat Irshad. Sunnah Hidayat Irshad. Your fitrah. The inner nature inside is hidayat, irshad. Even if you do not go to school, some certain basic things you realize it by your fitra. If someone did injustice for you, you don't need anyone or you don't need to go to school to realize that if I just slap you in your face without any reason, that this is a bad thing. You don't need to study this. Yeah, sah. Yani, okay, yes, by your fitra, try to avoid. But my point, if without any reason, without you doing anything bad to me, if I came unjust, hit you in this way, your reaction will be, this is injustice. Why did you hit me? You will be angry. Why? Because this is bad. No one, and by the way, you did not receive lessons at home since you were a small kid telling you, look, if someone hit you, you must feel bad. Okay? Because we decided that it is bad. So please, if someone tried to hit you or try to say something bad for you, please prepare yourself to be angry because it's something bad and it must be seen as bad. No. It's by your inner nature. You realize it is bad. No one teaches you this. Okay? That's why when I say, for example, don't commit injustice. The golden rule. That's the golden rule for all religions.
No.
لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه. Don't ever do to others what you hate others to do for you. No need for teaching for this. You hate the people to lie to you. Don't lie. You hate the people to take your personal things. You hate the people to attack your privacy. Don't do it to others. Because by fitra, I'm thinking about hidayat al-irshad. Which means when Allah tells you that is wrong or bad or something, part of hidayat al-irshad, Quran, Sunnah, and fitra, the knowledge, the education, all of these things, hidayat irshad. Now, part of what I need, fitra, the most important thing, fitra, Quran and sunnah, it guides, it does not force, it does not push, no power. Then we have hidayat al-tawfiq. And by this, we finish. Then I will open it for questions, if there are questions. No questions, I will let you go.
Okay.
هداية التوفيق. The one who follows the directions will reach the destination. This is called what? توفيق. يعني directions. If you attend all the classes in your first year and you attend all the exams, you were not caught cheating, you da blah 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 blah, you will pass with the blah 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 blah, etc. I attended all the courses, I followed the guidance, I did not cheat, I studied very well, I attended all the exams, the end result, I will pass. It's very simple. It's not complicated. Okay? So this is Quran and Sunnah tell us, if you want to be saved in the day of judgment, for example, part of it, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Don't ever be rude with your parents, even if they were not just bad with you, even if they were trying to push you to commit shirk. For example, yes, it's an ayah. Yes, just exception, the only exception in life on earth is just for parents, which means they will be sinful person in the eye of Allah, but you have no right to respond to them. Just parents. I know, I understand. No, thank you for your question. It's good because it's very important. Yani, now, general rules in Islam, if someone did something bad for me, I have the full right to defend myself. I have the full right to pay him back. Yani, if someone insulted me, I have the right to insult. If someone hit me, I have the right to hit him. If my father insulted me, it's haram to insult him. If 100% it's his fault, I have no right. But with the husn, which means that, please, you hurted me. I feel very bad. But if he said me, ya kada kada, I have no right to say ya kada kada. It's kabira, it's major sin. Just the parents, just exceptions. When you know this, for example, this is what Allah is telling you. Be careful. This is a red area. Don't touch it. When I do, it's my problem. هنا الفكرة بصير. طب if I followed, إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا etc. end result is الجنة. So yes, ما شاء الله حافظ. طب الحمد لله كل قرآن. seven جزء 10 years 3 languages. ما شاء الله. طيب الحمد لله. ما شاء الله. May Allah give you baraka إن شاء الله. طيب أنا finished. أنا بس just to make sure. Is it clear the last one? طبعا أنا I hope that I was able just to simplify these concepts. Now if you have questions, تفضلوا. جزاكم الله خير. طب خلينا okay. طب priority for this topic. Let me finish the questions of this topic. Then I will come to anything else. Yeah, sorry. Does everyone has Hidayat Irshad? Definitely not everyone. Tawfiq, because Tawfiq, it's your decision. Irshad, it's a gift from Allah by force, by the way. Because you have fitra, you didn't choose. The fitra, it's built in by Allah. You feel injustice and you realize the bad and good. So you are forced to realize Hidayat Irshad, you receive it. Sorry, whether you want or not. The Quran, the Sunnah, the newspapers, the novels, reading, the daily life experiences, كلها هدايه ارشاد. Now, هدايه التوفيق basically is what? It's when Allah accepts your efforts because you are sincere and following the directions, you will be guided, which means you will be helped to achieve the full success by the mercy of Allah. It's like me. It's a simple example. مش في عندي directions على الروض, road signs. طب imagine that I want to go to Toronto, the midtown, sorry, the city center of Toronto. Now, a sign tells me, for example, Queen Elizabeth, west, east, north. What should I do? Follow the signs. Okay, Dr. Amjad, where do you want to go? I want to go to the city center of Toronto. But excuse me, this way takes you to the Niagara Falls, for example. Okay, I don't care. If you don't care, you will not reach your destination. Okay, another just to make me sure. Where do you want to go? City center, Toronto. This highway, not that highway. I don't care. Hur. شو حر يا عم? You will not reach your destination. Where do you want to go? I want to go to the city center of Toronto, but أنا حر. بدي أسوق على طريق نيجارا. شو بدك فيه? You know what this...
I might give you like another way,
This is craziness. And by the way, some people, this is what they do practically. Practically, this is what they do. Clear? Type. Finished? Last question outside the topic, huh? From the topic?
Yes.
Okay.
Doctor, first of all, thank you for your great presentation.
Zakallah.
Many of the misconceptions were clear, but can you clear two things very briefly? Number one, the ayat Allah yadillu man yasha wa yahdi man yasha. So how can be Allah can?
Okay. Good.
Number two, al-qadr khair wa sharr.
Jameel. طيب very quickly قدر خيره وشره وموضوع يضل ما يشاء ويهدي ما يشاء شفت هداية الإرشاد now يهدي ما يشاء which means the understanding the one who decided to follow the signs الله يهديه هداية التوفيق okay يضل ما يشاء the one who decided not to follow the signs he pushed himself to the misguidance Allah accepts this and allows it. This is idlalullah, which means Allah accept from you your decision to do misguidance for yourself. But it happened after his permission. But it's your decision. هذا هو الإضلال. Which means, okay, it's like هداية التوفيق. هذا طب. القدر خيره وشره. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala قال أو أصابتكم مصيبة الموت. سمى الموت what? مصيبة. Relatively speaking, we human beings, we judge things in a very narrow, let's say, way, vision. Now, الله سبحانه وتعالى قال وعسى أن تكرهوا شيئا وهو خير وعسى أن تحبوا شيئا وهو شر لكم. Allah is telling us, basically, the part of the qadr that we explained, you are forced to. You have no choice with that. Don't be very quick and misjudge Allah's decision for you. Because basically... فكرت السلك أنا آسف. كان خلع الموبايل راح. شو كنت أحكي؟ اللي هو مثال عم بحكي شو. I forgot it. Who was with me?
Then anything you don't have choice or your death about your death.
عفوا. القدر خيره وشره. هلا في عندنا البارت اللي احنا we are forced to. ظاهر الفورست تو مثلا for example I was born disabled. This is for me as a human being خير or شر؟ people well, most of the people how do they look at this thing? شر صح بالنسبة لنا بيه مسكين وإلى آخره هلا هو it is categorized for me as شر it might not be maybe because of this I will go to the Jannah okay but I look at it as negative bad شر طبعا وأشياء خير to accept whatever Allah decides especially in the part of you have no choice because accepting it it, by the way, from one angle, it's not necessarily as you think. From another angle, what ظاهره الشر could lead to the Jannah. Clear? Tamam, inshallah. Your question, and we will finish with this, inshallah.
As well, I was watching this documentary show about dinosaurs, and how come the dinosaurs were made, they were out there millions before we were on Earth, even though God made Earth 7 days before...
No, no, but no, wait.
I don't know. It just popped in my head. I'm like, I need the answer.
Sister, the word. Okay, no problem. To the best of my knowledge, when Allah said He created with 7 days. The day does not mean a day in our language. A day, which means 24 hours. It's the word day is used for a span or a period of time. It could be millions of years. Okay, because Allah says in the Quran, wait, وَإِنَّ يَوْمًا عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ كَأَلْفِ سَنَةٍ مِمَّا تَعُدُّونَ وَإِنَّ another ayah, فِي يَوْمٍ كَانَ مِقْدَارُهُ 50,000 years in your calculations. I'm giving you an example that the word يوم in Arabic is used for a, let's say, a span of time. It could be thousands. could be millions. But it means it's because we don't realize the concept of time as Allah. Got my point? Yes. So easily it could be millions. No problem with that. No contradiction. No contradiction at all. Type. Yes?
Wait, so if we're stating that Yom doesn't have to be like 24-hour days, does that mean that Allah, did he make it in like 7 days, but it's not actually 7 days, it's 7 Yom?
Yes, yes. That's what I'm saying. This is exactly what I'm saying.
So he made it in not what we consider like...
Seven periods of times. Okay. That we don't know exactly. In our time, could be seven. Let's say, for example, each day is equal, let's say, to, for example, 10 million or 1 million or 100,000 or whatever. Okay? Tamam. طيب جزاكم الله خير. السلام عليكم. يلا.